Will you please turn to the Gospel according to Matthew?
请我们一同来看马太福音。
Matthew chapter 16。
马太福音第十六章。
We read from verse 13 through verse 19.
马太福音第十六章第十三到第十九节。
Matthew 16.
马太福音第十六章。
Verse 13.
第十三节。
But when Jesus was come into the part of Caesarea Philippi, he demanded on his disciples, saying, Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?
耶稣到了盖撒利亚腓利比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”
And they said, Some John the Baptist, and others Elijah, and others again Jeremiah, or one of the prophets.
他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。
He says to them, But ye, who do ye say? That I am.
也是说你们说我是谁?
And Simon Peter answering said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God.
西门彼得回答说, 你是基督, 是永生神的儿子。
And Jesus answering said to him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to thee, but my Father who is in the heavens.
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血气的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。”
And I also say, I say unto thee, that thou art Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and Hades gates shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And I will give to thee the keys of the kingdom of the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest bind upon the earth shall be bound in the heavens, and whatsoever thou mayest loose on the earth shall be loosed in the heaven.
我要把天国的钥匙给你，凡你在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑，凡你在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
The same Gospel of Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音第十八章
We'll begin with verse 15.
我们从第十五节读起
Through verse 20.
一直读到第二十节
But if thy brother sin against thee, go reprove him between thee and him alone. If he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother.
马太福音第十八章第十五节，倘若你的弟兄得罪你，你就去，趁着只有他和你在一处的时候，指出他的错来。他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
But if he do not hear thee, take with thee one or two besides, that every matter may stand upon the word of two witnesses or of three.
他若不听你，你就另外带一两个人同去。要凭两三个人的口做见证，句句都可定准。
But if he will not listen to them, tell it to the church. And if also he will not listen to the church, let him be to thee as one of the nations and a tax gatherer.
若是不听他们，就告诉教会；若是不听教会，就看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
Verily I say to you.Whatsoever ye shall bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven.
我实在告诉你们，凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。
Again I say to you that if two of you shall agree on the earth concerning any matter, whatsoever it may be, that they shall ask,It shall come to them from my Father who is in the heavens.
我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
For where two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
因为无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们中间。
May we have a word of prayer.
让我们一同有一点的祷告。
Lord, we do want to thank thee for thy precious word.
主啊，我们感谢你宝贵的话语。
We ask that thy Holy Spirit will bring these words into our heart.
我们求圣灵把这些话带到我们的心里。
And bring us into thy truth.
也把我们带进你的真理。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们祷告乃是奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.By the grace of God, we have been considering together this important matter of the church.
经过神的恩典，我们这一次能够一同来看一件很重要的事，就是主的教会。
We find that the church is not a product of human history.
我们看见教会不是人类历史的成果。
We find that the church is conceived.In the heart of God, even before the foundation of the world.
我们看见教会乃是在创世以前，神已经怀了的意念。
The church is the greatest gift of God the Father to His beloved Son.
教会乃是神给他儿子最大的一份礼物。
And for that church, the Son had to come down upon this earth.
而为着教会呢，儿子，神的儿子要来到地上。
And he must give himself for his church.
他必须要为教会舍己。
Out of his side came out blood and water.
从他的肋旁流出血与水。
And with this blood and water, he built his own church.
借着血与水，他就建造了他的教会。
It is on the day of Pentecost that the Holy Spirit came down upon the 120 believers.
在五旬节的那天，圣灵降下，临到120个信徒。
And in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
在一个灵里，他们被浸成一个身体。
And since the birth of the church on earth in Jerusalem,
教会在地上，在耶路撒冷诞生之后。
Then you find it began to grow and grow and grow.
你就看见它一直的增长。
In the book of Acts, we find that it spread from Jerusalem to Rome.
在使徒行传，我们看见教会就从耶路撒冷一直的传到罗马。
Wherever the gospel is preached, there is the church.
福音无论传到哪里，哪里就产生了教会。
And it continues grow until this day.
教会一直的增长直到今日。
And it will grow until it is fully grown.
教会会一直的增长直到它成熟。
Today the church is the body of Christ.
今天教会乃是基督的身体。
And when the body is fully matured,
当身体完全的成熟以后,
then Christ as the bridegroom will come to receive the body as his bride.
而基督就是新郎,他要来迎接教会做他的新妇。
Now this morning we would like to share together on this matter of the expression of the church.
今天早上我们要看教会的彰显。
That is, how is the church presented to us today?
教会今天是怎么样的向我们表明的呢?
We know that our Lord Jesus came to this world to seek for his bride.
我们知道主耶稣来到世上要寻找他的心腹。
Even though individually he came to seek and to save the lost.
按照个人来说，他是来寻找、来拯救那失丧的。
But corporately he came to seek for his church.
但是按照团体来说，他乃是来寻找他的教会。
But strangely, you find that in the records of the Gospels.
但是很稀奇的，你如果来看福音书的话，
if you read the four Gospels,
你如果看四本的福音书，
which record the work and the teaching of our Lord Jesus.
福音书记载主耶稣的工作，他的教训。
And yet very strangely, you find that he very rarely mentioned even the word church.
但是很稀奇的，你就看见主耶稣很少提起这个名词，就是教会。
Well, he came for his church.
他来是为了教会。
He was going to give his life for his church.
看来乃是要为教会舍命。
And yet you find he rarely mentioned even the very name of the church.
然而他很少提起教会这个名词。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because before he gave his life and accomplished the work of salvation.
因为在他 为教会舍命完成了救赎的工作以前
The church cannot be a reality.
教会就不能够成为实际。
So we find in the four Gospels,
所以我们就发现在四本的福音书里
The church is only mentioned by our Lord Jesus twice.
教会主耶稣只提过教会两次。
Not because he only mentioned the church twice, therefore the church is not important to him.
不是因为主耶稣只提了教会两次，就表示教会对他并不重要。
On the contrary, the church is so precious to him that he can hardly mention it.
相反的，教会对主耶稣是那样的宝贵，甚至提起来对他也是困难的。
Because he does not want people to misunderstand it.
因为他不要人误解了教会。
He wants people to enter into the reality of what the church is.
他要人进到教会的实际。
The first time he mentioned the church is in Matthew chapter 16.
头一次主耶稣提到教会就是在马太福音第十六章
You know, it was at the time when our Lord Jesus was begun to be rejected by his people.
你知道那个时候就是耶稣开始被他自己的人弃绝的时候
When the Lord first appeared to his people.
当主耶稣开始向他们的向他的子民出现的时候
They seemed to welcome him.
他们好像欢迎他
because they were waiting for the Messiah to come.
因为他们在等待弥赛亚。
But as they listened to the Lord Jesus,
但是当他们听主耶稣说话的时候
as they watched the Lord Jesus do things,
当他们观看他的工作的时候
they began to change their mind.
他们就改变主意了。
Because they discovered that the Lord Jesus did not fit their concept of the Messiah.
因为耶稣跟他们想象中的弥赛亚不同
Their concept of the Messiah is a political Messiah.
他们的想象中的弥赛亚乃是一个政治的弥赛亚
Because at that time the Jews were under the rule of the Romans.
因为在那个时候犹太人是在罗马人的管辖之下
And they were waiting for their Messiah to come.
他们在等候他们的弥赛亚
That will come and lead them to overthrow the Roman yoke.
这一位弥赛亚要领他们来推翻罗马的政权
and made them the first nation of the world
就能够叫他们成为万国之众的的首国
that was their expectation of the Messiah
这就是他们对弥赛亚的期望
but when our Lord Jesus came into their midst
但是当主耶稣来到他们的中间的时候
He did not come to overthrow the Roman Empire.
他不是来要推翻罗马的政权。
He did not come to make the Jewish nation the first nation of the world.
他不是要使犹太国成为世界最大最伟大的国家。
Instead, he preached to them repentance.
相反的，他向他们所传的。
He called them to enter into his heavenly kingdom.
他呼召他们进到天国。
He told them that they must be born again.
他告诉他们，他们必须要重生。
In other words, he came as the Lamb of God.
换句话说，他来乃是做神的羔羊。
He came to save their souls.
他来乃是要拯救他们的灵魂。
He came to offer to them a spiritual kingdom.
他来乃是要给他们一个属灵的国度。
He came to make them a spiritual people.
他来乃是要叫他们成为一般属灵的子民。
Because unless they became a spiritual people,
因为除非他们成为一般属灵的子民
God could not fulfill His promises to them and to their fathers.
神就不能够实现他应许他们和他们先祖的。
Spirituality precedes all the physical fulfillment of God's promises.
属灵的事必须是在神应验所神实现所有的应许以先。
So what our Lord Jesus was concerned with their soul.
所以我们的主乃是关心他们的魂。
They were concerned with their physical greatness.
犹太人呢，他们是关心他，他们物质上的需要和伟大。
Therefore, after a while, they began to despise him.
所以过了一段时间，他们就开始轻看他。
They began to reject him.
他们就开始拒绝他。
And at the time of his rejection,
就在主耶稣被拒绝的时候
，he retreated to the border of Caesarea Philippi.
他就退到盖撒利亚腓立比的边界。
Because we know Caesarea Philippi was a Gentile city.
我们知道盖撒利亚腓立比是一个外邦人的城。
As if he was driven out from his own land.
就好像他被自己的就好像他被赶到他自己的领地之外。
So he was now at the border of Philippi, Caesarea.
所以他现在就来到盖撒利亚腓立比的境内。
But during that time,
但是就是在那个时间,
he began to ask his disciples a question.
他就问门徒一个问题。
You know the 12 who were still with him.
你知道那十二个门徒和他在一起。
He asked them a question.
他就问他们一个问题。
He said, "Who do men say that I am?"
他说，人说我人子是谁。
Now remember, it was at the time of his rejection.
请你记得，这是在他被拒绝的时候。
He asked such a question.
他问这个的问题。
What do the people say about me?
人说我是谁呢？
Now of course his disciples will not give him all the evil reports.
当然门徒们就不要把所有坏的事都告诉他。
So in a sense, they try to comfort him.
换一句话说，好像他们好像要来安慰他一下。
So they gave him all the good reports.
所以他们就告诉他那些好的。
Well, some said you are Elijah.
有人说你是以利亚。
That great prophet.
就是那个伟大的先知。
Now others say you are Jeremiah.
有人说你是耶利米。
That weeping prophet.
那个哀苦的先知。
And others say you are John the Baptist.Baptist coming into life.
有人是说你是施洗的约翰复活了。
And some said, well, you are one of the prophets.
有人说你是先知的一位。
In other words, the disciples reported to him all the good reports.
换句话说，门徒们都把好的来告诉他。
Then the Lord turned to the disciples again.
然后耶稣又转向门徒们。
And said, now what do you say?That I am.
你们说我是谁?
Now that's what the world says.
世界是这样说了。
They do not know me.
他们不认识我。
But you who are with me for such a period.
但是你们和我同在了一段的时间。
Now who do you say that I am?
那你们说我是谁呢?
You know, with ordinary people.
对平常人说
If people say now you are John the Baptist
如果平常人说你是施洗约翰
You are Elijah, you are Jeremiah
你是耶利亚你是耶利米
I think you will be honored
我想你就会觉得很光荣
And probably say well I'm not that big
你就说我不配
Now if a Chinese say you are Confucius coming into life
如果有人说中国人说你是孔子复活了
you say no I'm not
你就说不敢
But with our Lord Jesus
但是对主耶稣来说
When they gave him the highest honor
当他们给他最高的尊荣的时候
Jeremiah
耶利米
Isaiah Elijah
以利亚
John the Baptist
施洗约翰
One of the prophets
先知里的一位
The Lord was not at all satisfied
主耶稣一点没有满足
He said now they do not know me
他就说他们不认识我
But you, do you know me?
你们呢？你们认识我吗？
What do you say that I am?
你们说我是谁？
Then Simon Peter as the spokesman of the disciples.
西门彼得他是门徒们的发言人。
He blurted out immediately and said,
他立刻就说了。
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You are the Christ.
你是基督。
You are the anointed of God.
你是神的受膏者。
You are sent by God to accomplish a work.
你是神所差遣来的，要成就一件的工作。
The work of redemption.
就是救赎的工作。
You are the Messiah.
你就是那个弥赛亚。
People do not know you as the Messiah.
人都不认识你就是弥赛亚。
But I know you are the Messiah.
但是我知道你就是弥赛亚。
The Christ of God.
就是神的基督。
That is your office.
这就是你的职位。
That is your work.
这就是你的工作。
And furthermore,
更进一步的。
You are the Son of the living God.
你是永生神的儿子。
You are not just a man.
你不是一个人。
You are more than a man.
你是比一个人更多。
You are the beloved son of the living God.
你乃是永生神的爱子。
In other words,
换句话说,
Peter said, so far as you as a person is concerned, you are the son of the living God.
彼得说, 按着人来说, 你就是永生神的儿子。
So far as your work is concerned, you are the Christ, the Messiah.
但是按着你的工作来说, 你就是基督, 你就是弥赛亚。
And immediately our Lord Jesus said to him,
立刻的耶稣就对他说,
Blessed are you, Simon.巴朱拿，
西门巴约拿，你是有福的。
Simon, son of Jonah,
西门约拿的儿子。
You are blessed by God.
你是蒙神祝福的。
Why? Because this is not something that flesh and blood can teach you.
因为这不是属血气的，只是你的。
Flesh and blood can only teach you that I am Jeremiah, Isaiah, or John the Baptist.
血肉的只能够告诉你我是以利亚我是耶利米我是施洗约翰。
That is the best that the flesh and blood can do.
这是血肉所能做的最好的。
Because that's what the flesh and blood can see.
因为这只这就是血肉的所能够看见的。
But to see that I am the Christ, the Son of the living God.
但是能够看见我就是基督是永生神的儿子。
It needs revelation.
这就需要启示。
It is my Father who is in the heaven reveals it to you.
这是我在天上的父所指示你的。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
to know the Lord Jesus,
要认识主耶稣,
requires revelation from above.
需要从上面来的启示。
I do not know whether we can translate it in Chinese or not.
我不知道能不能够用中文翻出来。
You know, in English, there are two different words.
你知道在英文有两个不同的字。
One word is profession, the other word is confession.
两个呢都好像是有承认的意思。
You can profess Jesus as Christ, as the Son of the living God, and yet you are not born from above.
你可以口头说，口头上承认主耶稣是神的儿子，然而你还是没有从上面这个重生。
Why? Because what you profess comes from what you have heard.
因为你口头所承认的乃是从你所听见的出来的
or what you have read
或者是你所听见的
in other words profession comes out of your mind
换句话说口头的承认乃是从头脑里面出来的
if you're brought up in a Christian family
你如果在一个基督徒的家里长大
you have heard about Jesus
你听过关于主耶稣
you have read about Jesus
你也读过关于主耶稣
and you profess that Jesus is Christ the Son of the living God
所以你口里就承认耶稣是神的儿子
But that doesn't mean anything to you.
但是这对你没有什么的意思。
It is only a mental consent.
只不过是一个头脑上的意念。
There is no revelation there.
并没有启示。
It comes by gathering information from outside.
乃是从外面一些资料所得到得来的。
That can make you a professional Christian.
就叫你能够做一个口头上的基督徒
or to use another word a nominal Christian
或者是说挂名的基督徒
and we find Christianity is filled with professional or nominal Christians
所以今天基督教就有很多口头上的或者是挂名的基督徒
but confession is different
但是心里承认就不同了
confession comes from revelation
心里承认来自因着这个启示而来的
because God has revealed his son in you
因为神在你里面启示了他的儿子
It is not taught by man
不是人教导你的
It is the Holy Spirit who reveals Jesus to you
乃是圣灵向耶稣向你启示了
You see in your heart that Jesus is the anointed of God
你从心里看见耶稣就是那受膏者
He is the Son of the living God
他就是永生神的儿子
You cannot but confess him
你没有办法不能够从心里承认。
And in confessing, you worship him.
你从心里承认以后，你就敬拜他。
You accept him as your savior, as your Lord.
你就接受他做救主，做你的主。
Now this is confession.
这就是心里承认。
你 profession, you may profess Jesus among your friends.
口头承认可以在你的朋友的中间。
But confession is to acknowledge the Lord Jesus among your enemies.
心里承认却是在你的仇敌的面前宣告主。
So you find this confession of Peter comes from Revelation.
所以在彼得这个心里的承认乃是启示而来的。
I have said a few times already.
我已经说过几次了。
When you touch spiritual things,
你要来摸属灵的事。
Anything that is spiritual.
凡是属灵的事，
anything that is of God，
凡是从神来的事，
anything that is of the Lord Jesus，
凡是与基督有关的事，
you need revelation，
你需要启示。
Without revelation， you just cannot penetrate into the mystery of God，
没有启示的话，你就没有办法进到神的奥秘。
But thank God it pleases him to reveal his son in us，
但是感谢神，他乐意将他的儿子启示给我。
And because the Father reveals Christ to Peter.
因着父启示给彼启示基督给彼得。
So Peter saw that Jesus, his Jesus before him, is different.
彼得就看见这一位在他面前的耶稣是不同的。
He is not an ordinary man.
他不是一个平常的人。
Not even an extraordinary man.
他甚至不是一个不平常的人。
He is the Son of the Living God.
他是永生神的儿子。
And he is the Christ, the anointed of God.
他是基督，是神的受膏者。
That is confession.
这就是心里承认。
Now after Peter confessed the Lord Jesus as such,
你知道当彼得这样心里承认耶稣的时候，
Then the Lord Jesus said to Peter，
耶稣就向彼得说，
You are Peter，
你是彼得，
You are a stone，
你是一块石头，
I will build my church upon this rock，
我要把我的磐石，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，
And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it，
阴间的权柄不能够胜过他。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
first the Father reveals the Son to Peter.
首先父把子启示给彼得。
That is a great revelation.
这是一个很大的启示。
And then, following this great revelation,
跟着这个伟大的启示,
the Son reveals the church to Peter.
只把教会向彼得启示。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们,
without revelation,
没有启示的话,
you will not be able to know Jesus Christ.
你就没有办法认识耶稣基督。
You will not be able to make that confession.
你就没有办法从心里承认,
that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the Living God.
耶稣就是基督，是永生神的儿子。
You need revelation from God the Father.
你需要从父神这所启示。
Likewise,
同样的,
without the Son reveals the church to you,
假如没有子把教会向你启示的话，
you will never know what the church is.
你就永远没有办法知道什么是教会。
So here you find it is the first time in the life of our Lord Jesus.
所以在这里你看见主耶稣在他在世的日子头一次，
He reveals the church to his disciples.
他把教会启示给他的门徒们。
It is something in his heart all the time.
这是在他心里一直都有的一件事。
He came for that purpose.
他来就是为了这一个。
But he never said it out.
但是他从来没有说出来。
Until that moment,
是等到这一个时刻，
after Peter confessed that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Living God,
让彼得从心里承认说耶稣就是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then our Lord Jesus revealed the churchTo Peter.
耶稣就把教会向彼得启示。
He said, You are Peter.
他说你是彼得。
You are a stone.
你是一块石头。
A small stone.
是一块小的石头。
And I will build,
我要建造，
My church,
我的教会，
Upon this rock,
在这磐石上，
This massive rock,
这个大的石头上。
You are a little stone,
你只不过是一块小的石头。
But I will build you,
但是我要把你建造
with other small stones,
和其他小的石头在一起。
Upon this massive rock.
就在这伟大的磐石里。
And that is the church.
这就是教会。
Now, who is the rock?
那谁是磐石呢？
The rock is none other but the Lord Jesus himself.
磐石没有别的，就是主耶稣的自己。
You remember Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 said.
你记得保罗在哥林多前书第三章里说吗？
I have laid the foundation.
我已经立了根基。
And there is no other foundation but the Lord Jesus Christ.
除了基督耶稣以外，再没有别的根基。
The Lord Jesus is the massive rock.
主耶稣他自己就是那个大的磐石。
He is the foundation of the church.
他就是教会的根基。
And upon him,
在他的上面,
that is upon the confession of our Lord Jesus.
就是在主耶稣的心里的承认里面。
Peter confessed the Lord Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
彼得从心里承认耶稣就是基督，是永生神的儿子。
That confession is the rock.
这个承认就是那个磐石。
That confession of the Lord Jesus is the rock.
这个的承认就是那个磐石。
Because it is Jesus revealed and confessed.
因为主耶稣启示了他的自己，又这所人从信里承认。
And that becomes the foundation of the church.
这就成了教会的根基。
Wherever people receive revelation from God,
无论在哪里，人从神得到了启示。
And confess Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
又从信里承认耶稣就是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Then he will be built upon that foundation.
他就要被建造在这个根基上。
And he will become a Peter, a rock, a stone.
他就要成为一个彼得，一块小的石头。
Peter understood very well.
彼得是明白的。
So later on, when he wrote 1 Peter,
所以后来他写了彼得前书的时候,
in chapter 2, verse 5,
在第二章第五节那里,
he said, when we come to the Lord,
他说我们来到主那里,
we all become living stones.
我们就成了活石。
Not only Peter is a living stone,
不但彼得是一块活石,
all who come to the Lord becomes living stone.
所有来到主里面的都成了一块活石。
When you confess Jesus as Christ as the Son of the living God,
当你从心里承认耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子,
something happened within you.
有些事就在你里面发生,
you become a living stone.
你就变成了一块活石。
And he said, these living stones,are being built up together into a spiritual house.
彼得说这些活石就被建造成为灵宫。
What is the church?
什么是教会？
The church has Christ as the foundation.
教会有基督做根基。
The church is built with living stones.
教会乃是用活石所建造的。
Those who have received revelation and have confessed that Jesus is Christ and the Son of the living God.
就是那些已经得到启示，从心里承认耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And they are being built up together on that massive rock.
他们就在这个伟大的磐石上被建造在一起。
Now that is the church.
这就是教会。
The church has only one foundation.
教会只有一个根基。
That is our Lord Jesus.
就是我们的主耶稣。
The church is built with many living stones.
教会乃是用许多的活石建造的。
From the first one who received revelation and confessed Jesus.
从头一个得到了启示，而从信里承认耶稣。
To the very last one who have received revelation and believed in the Lord Jesus.
到最后一个得到启示而相信了主耶稣。
From the first century to the 20th century.
从头一个世纪到二十世纪。
From Jerusalem to the end of the world.
从耶路撒冷到地极。
Wherever there are people.
无论在哪里。
Who have received revelation from God the Father concerning Jesus.
只要有人从神父神得着了主耶稣的启示。
And they have confessed Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God.
他们从心里承认耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
They are all living stones built together into one church.
他们就都成了活石，被建造成为了一个教会。
So the church is made up of all the believers throughout the world, throughout the centuries.
所以教会乃是从历世历代以来在各处所有的信徒所组成的。
It is universal.
是乃是宇宙性的。
It spans 20 centuries.
包括了二十世纪。
And it includes all who are the Lord's.
包括了所有属于主的。
No one is accepted.
没有一个例外。
Only those who have received revelation and confess are built into the church.
只有那些已经受过启示而又从心里承认的，他们就被建造成为教会。
Those who have not the revelation,
没有启示。
Those who have not confessed,
没有从心里承认的。
Only profess,
只是口头上承认的。
They are not built into that church.
他们就并没有在包裹在这个教会里面。
And who is the builder?
建造的人是谁呢？
The Lord said, I will build my church.
主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
He is the builder.
他就是建造的人。
You know, this church is not built by anybody else.
你知道，这个教会不是其他人所建造的。
This church is built by the Lord himself.
这个教会乃是主耶稣自己所建造的。
As a matter of fact, he is the only one who can build his church.
实在来说，只有他一个人能够建造他的教会。
Later on, we will see that he can use people in that building.
等一下，我们看见主耶稣可以用其他的人来建造。
But for the time being, let us remember one thing.
但是现在让我们记住一件事。
The church that we are talking about,
我们所讲到的教会，
There is only one builder.
只有一个建造的人。
It is the Lord himself.
就是主耶稣的自己。
He said, I will build my church.
他说，我要建造我的教会。
He is the only one who can build his church.
他是唯一能够建造他的教会的人。
Nobody else can do this work.
没有其他的人能够做这个的工作。
Paul cannot do that.
保罗不能。
Peter cannot do that.
彼得不能。
You cannot do that.
你不能。
I cannot do that.
我不能。
The Lord said,I will build my church.
主耶稣说，我要建造我的教会。
You know, if you read the book of Hebrews,
你知道，你如果来看希伯来书的话，
for instance, in Hebrews chapter 11,
比方说在希伯来书第十一章，
you know, Abraham is the father of faith.
你知道，亚伯拉罕乃是信心的父。
He wandered in the promised land.
他在应许之地徘徊。
And the Bible said,What is he looking forward to?
圣经说他在寻找什么呢？
He is looking forward to a city with foundations built by God.
他等候呢做有根基的城，就是神所建造的。
He is not waiting to see that the promised land is fully possessed by him.
他并不是在等候看见应许之地已经被他完全的得到了。
Yes, his descendants will possess the land one day.
是的，他的后裔有一天要得着所应许的地。
But he lived through his life without even possessing one piece.
他过他的一生并没有得着应许之地的一小块。
Well, he got one piece. He bought it for a burial ground.
实在他得了一小块，是他自己买来做埋葬的地。
But what is he looking for?
但是他等候的是什么呢？
Hebrews tells us he's looking for a city with foundations.
希伯来书告诉他，我们说他等候一座有根基的城。
Now what is that city with foundations?
有根基的城是什么呢？
Immediately you remember the New Jerusalem.
立刻的你就想到耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷。
Because New Jerusalem is a city with foundations.
因为新耶路撒冷是一座有根基的城。
And God is the only builder.
神是唯一建造的人。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
let us remember,
让我们记得，
this church,
这一个教会，
with Christ as the foundation,
基督是根基，
with you and me as the living stone,
你我是活石，
can only be built by one person,
只有一个人能够建造我，
and that is our Lord Jesus.
这个人就是主耶稣基督。
If we try to build that church,
如果我们尝试要建造教会的话，
you know, we will only spoil it and corrupt it.
你知道，我们只能够把它破坏了，把它腐败了。
And the result is, instead of building the church of Christ, we build the tower of Babel.
结果呢，我们没有建造了主的教会，我们只建造了巴别塔。
And today you find lots of God's people are trying to build God's church.
你看见今天有许多神的子民，他们尝试要来建造神的教会。
And what comes out is not the church.
结果呢，你没有看见教会。
You see the Tower of Babel.
你看见的是巴别塔。
It is confusion and confusion.
是混乱又混乱。
Because Christ is the only one who can build his church.
因为基督是唯一能够建造他的教会。
He said, I will build my church.
他说我要建造我的教会。
Now you notice the word my.
你自己留心看我的。
He said, it is my church.
他说是我的教会。
I'm building my church.
我要建造我的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们。
Today, we often hear people say,
今天我们常常听见有人说
We hear a number of pastors saying, this is my church.
我们听见有一些的牧师说这是我的教会。
And even we find believers saying, well, this is my church.
甚至有一些的信徒说这是我的教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
it is not yours.
不是你的。
It is not mine.
不是我的。
The Lord said, it is my church.
主耶稣说是我的教会。
And you discover that it isIs Church in the singular number.
你发现这里所讲的教会是单数的。
I will build my church.
我要建造我的教会。
He does not say I will build my churches.
他没有说我要建造很多的教会。
The Lord only builds one church.
主耶稣只建造一个教会。
You know, today, if you are rich, you may build several houses.
今天你如果是很有钱的话，你可以起几个的房子。
But our Lord Jesus built only one church.
但是我们的主耶稣只建造一个教会。
Not many churches.
不是许多的教会。
Only one church he rebuilt.
他只要建造一个教会。
And he has been building ever since.
从那个时候开始，他就一直在建造。
He is still building his church.
他今天还是在建造。
You may not see it.
你可能看不见。
Because.You're blinded by what you have seen otherwise.
因为许多别的事情就叫你眼睛昏花了。
But he is building his church.
但是他实在是建造他的教会。
And he said, the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
他说阴府的权柄不能够胜过他。
In other words,
换句话说,
the church that he is building,
他所建造的教会,
is of such tremendous value.
是那样的有价值。
That Satan, God's enemy, knows the value of that church.
撒旦就是神的仇敌，他也认识教会的价值。
He knows that if that church is built,
他知道如果这个教会被建造的话，
that will be his end.
他这就是他的尽头。
So he tried every means to corrupt and to destroy that church.
所以他就用尽各样的方法要来破坏，要来腐败这个教会。
All the gates of Hades will be open.
阴界所有的门都要打开。
In other words, all the evil forces will try to destroy that church.
换句话说，所有恶的势力都要来破坏这个教会。
But the Lord said,
但是主说,
the gates of Hades shall not prevail.Against it.
阴间的门不能够胜过他。
Why? Because he has overcome.
因为为什么呢？因为主耶稣已经得胜了。
Our Lord Jesus has overcome.
我们的主耶稣已经得胜了。
And he is building his church.
他在建造他的教会。
And all that is built into his church is none other but himself.
所有被建造他在教会里面的，没有别的，就是他的自己。
We mentioned last time that it is the Christ in you and me.
我们昨天晚上说了，乃是在你我里面的基督。
Without you and me,
没有你和我。
He is building his church.
他在建造他的教会。
The church is called the Christ.
教会就是哪基督。
Because it is Christ in his corporate expression.
因为就是基督在他身体里面的彰显。
There is nothing in the church but Christ himself.
在教会里面没有别的，就只有基督的自己。
Christ in a corporate expression.
基督在身体上的彰显。
So no wonder the gates of Hades shall not prevail against.
所以难怪阴府的门不能够胜过他。
If a church can be corrupted and destroyed by the gates of Hades, then it is not the church.
如果教会是阴府的门，可以败坏的，可以破坏的。这个根本就不是教会。
The church is the church triumphant.
教会是得胜的教会。
It never knows defeat.
它不知道什么是失败。
It is always overcoming.
它永远是得胜的。
Because Christ is the overcomer.
因为基督就是那得胜者。
So the church it builds is an overcoming church.
所以它所建造的教会乃是得胜的教会。
And furthermore,
更进一步的。
The Lord said to Peter.
主对彼得说
I will give you the keys of the kingdom.
我要把天国的钥匙给你。
Whoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven.
凡你在地上所捆绑的在天上也要捆绑。
Whatever you have loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
凡你在地上所释放的也要在天上也要释放。
In other words,
换句话说
Keys are used to open doors or to close doors.
钥匙是要来开门或者关门的。
So these are the keys of the kingdom of God.
这就是天国的钥匙。
And Christ gave the keys to Peter.
基督把钥匙给彼得。
And not only to Peter.
不但给彼得。
But used his keys.
但是彼得是头一个用这些钥匙的。
On the day of Pentecost, he used the key of the kingdom to open the door to the Jews.
在五旬节的那一天，他就用天国的钥匙开门了，给那些犹太人。
And 3,000 came in.
3,000人就进去了。
Then in the house of Cornelius,
然后在哥尼流的家里，
he used the key of the kingdom to open the door to the Gentiles.
他就用天国的钥匙开门了给外邦人。
And the Gentiles came in.
外邦人就进来了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
it is by opening the door of the kingdom,
因为天国的门开了，
that the church is built.
教会就能够被建造。
So you find that our Lord Jesus said,
所以你看见我们的主耶稣说，
this is my church.
这是我的教会。
This is the churchUniversal.
这是宇宙的教会。
Even though the word, the term church universal is not in the Bible.
虽然宇宙教会这个名词不在圣经里面。
But we know that this refers to the church universal.
但是我们知道这里所指的就是宇宙的教会。
Throughout the whole world.
全宇宙。
Covering all generations.
包括了所有的世代。
All those who have received revelation and believe in the Lord Jesus.
所有已经得着启示而相信了主耶稣的。
The Lord is building us together upon Himself.
主耶稣把我们建造在他的里面。
You know the church is the extension of Christ.
你知道教会就是主耶稣的扩展吗？
There you find He is building His church.
这里你看见主耶稣建造他的教会
One church
一个的教会
Universal
宇宙全宇宙的教会
Include all God's people
包括了所有神的子民
And build on the foundation of Christ
乃是建造在基督这个根基上
It is a glorious church
是个荣耀的教会
It knows no defeat
这个教会不知道什么是失败
It is always victorious
永远是得胜的
It always overcomes the gates of Hades
它永远是胜过阴间的门的
That is what the church is
这就是教会
Brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹们
Do you get a vision of this church?
你有没有对这个教会有这样的意向呢
Do you know that you are in that church?
你知不知道你就在这个教会里呢
Because you have confessed the Lord Jesus
因为你已经从心里承认耶稣基督
Do you know that it is the Lord who is building you now?
你知不知道是主耶稣现在把你建造
He is building you with other living stones
他现在就把你和其他的活石建造在一起
Do you know that even the enemy is out to get you?
你知不知道虽然仇敌要来得着你
He is already defeated
但是他已经被打败了
Because the church is the church triumph
因为教会是得胜的教会
All we need to have a vision of the church universe.
我们需要有宇宙全宇宙教会的这个意象。
Now that is the first time our Lord Jesus mentioned the church.
这就是主耶稣头一次提到教会。
Then in Matthew chapter 18,
然后在马太福音第十八章
，our Lord Jesus mentioned the word church for the second time.
主耶稣第二次提到教会。
Now if you look at the context.
你如果看上下文的话
You know in chapter 18
你知道在十八章
The disciples they were arguing among themselves
门徒们他们彼此争论
Who is the greatest in the kingdom
谁在天国里是最大的
Everybody wants to be the greatest
每一个人都要做最大的
That is what our flesh desires
这就是我们肉体所要争夺的
And when they are struggling among themselves
当他们彼此相争的时候
The Lord brought in a little child
主耶稣就带进一个小孩子来了
And he used a little child to teach the disciple a lesson
他就借助这个小孩子教了门徒们一个功课
He said unless you are converted and be like a little child you cannot enter into the kingdom of the heavens.
耶稣说你们若不像若不回转变成小孩子的样子断不得进天国。
He who is like this little child shall be the greatest in the kingdom.
凡自己像这小孩子的他在天国里就是最大的。
He is teaching his disciple humility.
他教导门徒们要谦卑。
We need to be converted as little children.
我们需要回转好像小孩子一样
Then we will receive revelation from above
然后我们就能够从上面得到启示
And then he continued on to tell us the preciousness of a soul
他就继续地告诉他们灵魂的宝贵
He will not allow one soul to be lost
他不愿意有一个魂是丧失
He will rather leave the 99 and go after that one lost sheep
他宁可放下那99的羊去寻找那一只迷失的羊
How precious to him is a little child
小孩子对主耶稣是何等的宝贵
A child of God
神的小孩子
is precious to our Lord
对主耶稣是何等的宝贵
And with that background
在这个的背景里
Then the Lord began to say
主耶稣就开始说了
If thy brother sin against you,
倘若你的弟兄得罪你
go reprove him between thee and him alone.
你就去趁着只有他和你在一处的时候指出他的错来。
If he hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother.
他若听你，你便得了你的弟兄。
Now here you'll find the Lord said thy brother.
你就看见这里主耶稣说你的弟兄。
Well, it is a continuation of what goes before.
这是我们所讲过的延续。
Here is a little child.
这里有一个小孩子。
You are that little child.
你就是那个小孩子。
You have been converted to be a little child.
你已经回转了变成一个小孩子。
You have received revelation.
你已经得着了启示。
And you are now very precious to our Lord Jesus.
你现在对主耶稣来说是非常的宝贵的。
And there is not only you, but also me.
不但有你也有我。
And all of us.
我们所有的人。
And we are all brothers.
我们都是弟兄。
And whether you are male or female.
无论你是男的女的。
You are brothers.
我们都是弟兄。
Because the life in us is the life of the Son.
因为在我们里面的乃是儿子的生命。
So here you find thy brother.
所以这里你看见主耶稣说你的弟兄。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Do you see thy brother?
你有没有看见你的弟兄呢？
Thy brother is precious to our Lord.
你的弟兄对主来说是非常的宝贝。
As you are precious to the Lord.
就好像你对主来说是非常的宝贝。
And he wants you to love your brother as he loved that brother.
主要你爱你的弟兄就好像他爱他一样。
Your brother happens to live in the same place where you live.
你的弟兄就住在和你在一处。
You know we have brothers and sisters all over the world.
你知道我们在全世界各地都有弟兄姊妹们。
We have brothers and sisters have already gone before us.
我们有一些弟兄姊妹他们已经到处哪里了。
And we have brothers and sisters who will come after us.
我们有弟兄姊妹要在我们以后来的。
But today,
但是今天呢
？You have your brother living in the same time, in the same place with you.
和你同时同处相住的，你有你的弟兄。
And because your brother is with you,
因为你的弟兄和你在一起
，so unfortunately.You find one day your brother sin against you.
很不幸的，有一天你就发现你的弟兄得罪你了。
If you are 100 years apart,
如果你是分隔了一百年。
If you are 1,000 miles apart,
如果你是相隔千里。
Your brother will not sin against you.
你的弟兄就不能够得罪你了。
You can love your brother 1,000 miles apart.
你可以爱你千里之外的弟兄。
But if your brother live with you.
但是你的弟兄和你同住
，and you see him every day，
每一天你都看见他
，you worship together，
你们一同敬拜
，you serve together，
你们一同侍奉
，you assemble together，
你们一同聚会
，and unfortunately sometimes there is some rubbing， there is some clashes，
很不幸的，有的时候就产生了摩擦，有的时候就产生了相控
，because we are still human beings。
因为我们还是人
There is still the flesh in us that needs to be dealt with.
我们里面还是有肉体需要对付
When we live according to the flesh,
当我们按着肉体生活的时候
Then we sin against our brother.
我们就得罪我们的弟兄了
Now, this is something inevitable.
这是无可避免的
It is not pleasant.
不是很不是很愉快的事
Hope it will not happen.
你希望不会发生。
But unfortunately, it always happens.
但是很不幸的，总是会发生。
Now, when your brother sin against you,
当你的弟兄得罪你的时候
，Now what will you do?
那你怎么办呢
？Well, if you are not a believer,
假如你不是信徒的话
，Well, you say an eye for an eye.
你就说以眼还眼
，But you are a believer.
但是你是一个信徒
，And he is a believer.
他也是一个信徒
，And you are brothers.
你们是弟兄
，So what can you do?
那你怎么办呢
？Well, you say.
那你说
，All right.
好吧
，I'll let you go.
这次我放过你
，But I will try to keep a distance from you.
但是呢，我现在与你有一点距离了。
Is that the way of the Lord?
这是主的方法吗
？No，
不是。
The Lord said，
主耶稣说
，If your brother sin against you，
倘若你的弟兄得罪你
，Go，
去
，Reprove him，
指出他的错来
，Along with him，
和他和你单独在一起的时候
，Hopefully you can restore and gain your brother。
希望你能够挽回你的弟兄，你就得着他了。
Now what is that?
这是什么呢
？That is the love of God.
这就是神的爱。
This is not human love.
这不是人的爱。
Human love cannot do this.
人的爱不能够做这个。
You know, when your brother sins against you,
你知道当你的弟兄得罪你的时候
，probably you will sit there and wait for your brother to come.And confess to.
你就要坐在这里等你的弟兄来向你认错了。
Because he sinned against you.
因为他得罪你吗
？So he has the obligation to come and repent and confess to you.
所以他有责任要来向你认罪。
And ask your forgiveness.
叫你赦免他。
Now if he does that, all right, I forgive you.
如果他这样做的，好吧，那我就原谅你了。
If he does not do that,
如果他不这样做的话
，Well, I have to forgive him, but I will not forget him.
我可以赦免他，但是我不会忘记。
I will always keep a distance.
我现在呢，要与他有保持一点的距离。
I will not treat him as my brother.
我不对待他好像弟兄一样。
I will treat him as a publican and tax collector.
我要看他像外邦人和税吏一样。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄们
，Hear the Lord said.
这里主说
，If your brother sin against you.
倘若你的弟兄得罪你
，What do you do？
你怎么办呢
？You go，
你去。
You do not wait for him to come。
你不要等他来
，because he is in darkness，
因为他在黑暗里。
He cannot come，
他不能够来。
But you are in the light，
但是你在光中
，so you can go，
你可以去。
Now you go，
你去。
Not try to defend yourself，
不是要为着自己来。防卫你。
You do not go to scold him.
你不是要去骂他。
Now this reprove
这个指出他的错了。
Is to point out, to expose, to reveal his fault.
乃至去指出告诉他的错。
You have already forgiven him.
你已经赦免了他。
You do not go to defend you, to vindicate yourself.
你不是要去要表示你自己是正确的。
But you love your brother.
但是你爱你的弟兄。
You know your brother is in darkness.
你知道弟兄在黑暗中。
Therefore you want to restore him.
所以你要挽回他。
Bring him back to life.
你要带他回到生命中。
Bring him back to that brotherly relationship.
你要带他回到这个弟兄的关系。
So you speak the truth.
So, 你在爱里做诚实话，
hoping that his eyes may be opened.
你盼望他的眼睛能够被打开。
And if he does,
如果他这样做的话，
then you gain your brother.
那你就得了你的弟兄。
Now, if he does not listen to you,
那如果他不听呢？
Then what do you do?
那你怎么办呢？
Well, you said I have already done.
那你说我已经做了许多了。
So you wash your hands.
你就洗手不干了。
No, the Lord said.
主说不是的。
Go and get one or two witnesses.
你另外要带一两个人去。
And with one or two witnesses, you go to that brother.
你带一两个见证人一同去那个弟兄。
And try to convince him of his fault.
就要告诉他的错。
That he may repent and be restored.
叫他能够被悔改，叫他能够悔改就被挽回了。
Now if he doesn't,
如果他不听的话，
what do you do?
那你怎么办呢？
You still have to go a step further.
你还要更进一步。
You go and tell the church.
你就要去告诉教会。
And of course the church here,
这里所讲的教会，
cannot be the church that we are talking about in Matthew 16.
就不能够是我们讲到刚才马太福音十六章哪里的教会。
Because Matthew 16, the church is universal.
马太十六章是讲到宇宙的教会。
It is too big for you to tell the church.
这个全宇宙的教会是太大了，你不能够告诉他。
Now where are you going to tell that church universal?
那你怎么告诉这个全宇宙的教会呢？
So it has to be the church in another aspect.
所以这必须要是教会的另外一方面。
So when the Lord used the church the second time, he is telling us another aspect.Of the church.
所以当主耶稣第二次讲到教会的时候，他乃是告诉我们教会的另外一方面。
It is the church logo.
乃是讲到地方教会。
Now again, the term is not in the Bible.
这一次这个名词也没有在教会圣经里提到。
But this is what it is.
但是这就是我们所说的。
It is the place where you gather.With your brothers and sisters.
这就是你和弟兄姊妹们聚集在一起的地方。
And tell it to the church.
所以你要告诉这个教会。
And the church will try to restore that brother.
然后教会就要尝试要挽回这个弟兄。
Now if he refuses to be restored.
如果他还是拒绝不要被挽回的话。
Then to you and you alone, he is like a sinner and publican.
那对你来说，他就好像外邦人和罪人一样。
In other words,
换句话说，
you still have to pity him.
你还是要同情他。
And try to recover him.
还需要来挽回他。
Some brothers and sisters here, you find the church in altogether another expression.
所以在这里我们看见教会另外一方面的彰显。
Where two or three.Or gather together unto my name, there am I in the midst of them.
主说，无论在哪里有两三个人奉我的名聚会，哪里就有我在他们的中间。
Where?
哪里
is place?
是一个地方
locality.
是一个地点。
Two or three is plurality.
两三个人就是讲到多数。
Because one person does not make up a church.
一个人不能够成为一个教会。
A body must have at least two members.
一个身体最少要有两个肢体。
One member does not become the body.
一个肢体就不是一个身体。
So here you find two or three.
所以这里有说到两三个。
Now of course, within the context, you find there are more than two or three.
当然如果我们看上下文的话，我们就看见有多过两三个。
Because your brother sinned against you two already.
你的弟兄得罪你，就是两个人呢。
You get one or two for it.
你再找一两个人呢，加起来就。
And you tell the church there's more there.
你告诉教会那就是更多了。
But anyway, you find the plurality is there.
但是无论如何，你看见这里所讲到的是多数。
Gathered together.
聚集在一起。
These two or three are gathered together.
这两三个人呢是聚集在一起。
They are not just scattered all over.
他们不是分散的。
They gather together.
他们聚集在一起。
Under my name.
奉我的名。
Not just any gathering.
不是其他的聚集。
You know, people can gather together under different names.
你知道人可以奉其他的名聚集在一起。
It can be this club or that fraternity.
可以是这个的联谊会，可以是那个的俱乐部。
But gather together under the name of the Lord Jesus.
但是奉主耶稣的名聚集在一起。
That is, those who gather together put themselves under the headship of Christ.
换句话说，这些聚集的人乃是以主耶稣基督做元首的。
And when they gather in this way,
当他们这样聚集的时候，
the presence of the Lord is there.
主耶稣的同在就显明了。
Because where his name is, there is his presence.
因为无论在哪里有主耶稣的名，那里就有他的同在。
Where his name is honored, there is his presence.
无论哪里主耶稣的名被高举，主耶稣的同在就在那里。
And that is the church.
这就是教会。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们，
you find in Matthew 16, you have the church universal.
在马太福音我们看见全宇宙的教会。
And in Matthew 18, you find the church local.
在马太福音第十八章我们就看见地方的教会。
The church universal,
宇宙的教会，
tells us of all the spiritual principles that make up the church.
告诉我们所有属灵的原则，是这些属灵的原则组成教会的。
And the church local tells us how all these spiritual principles are put into practice.
地方的教会就教导我们怎么样把这些属灵的原则应用出来。
The church universal includes all God's people throughout the centuries.
宇宙的教会就包括了历世历代以来所有神的子民。
The church local includes all God's people in the same locality.
地方的教会就包括所有在某一处地方的神的儿女。
There is only one church universal.
只有一个宇宙的教会。
Therefore, there is only one church local.
所以只有一个地方的教会。
In other words, in each locality, there is one expression of the church universal.
所以换句话说，就是在每一个地方，只有一个的彰显来彰，有一个地方教会来彰显宇宙的教会。
The church universal and the church local are one.
宇宙的教会和地方的教会是合一的。
It is not that you belong to the church universal, but you do not belong to the church local.
你不能够属于宇宙的教会，而不属于地方的教会。
The reason why we have the church local is because we are still in this physical body.
我们有地方教会，因为我们还带着一个肉身。
So we are limited by time and by space.
我们还是受时间和空间的限制。
Our fellowship is limited by this physical body.
我们的交通还是受这个肉体的限制。
And therefore you find the church local is none other but a miniature of the church universal.
所以你发现地方的教会不是别的，乃是宇宙教会的一个缩影。
In the church universal,
在宇宙教会里，
the Lord said, I will build my church.
只说我要建造我的教会。
But in the church local,
但是在地方教会呢，
if you read the book of Acts,
你如果看使徒行传，
and continue on throughout church history,
你就一直来看教会的历史，
you find that God used people to do the building.
你就看见神用人来做建造的工作。
Paul is a master builder.
保罗是一个工匠。
But the word master builder simply means he is the foreman.
保罗是一个工头。
The builder,The master builder is Christ himself.
但是建造的人还是主耶稣基督。
But in the building of the church local, he used lots of foremen.
但是呢，在建造地方教会的时候，主要用许多的工头。
And he used lots of people to build.
他要用很多的人来建造。
Every one of us is involved in the building.
我们每一个人都在这个建造的工作之内。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The church universal is built by no one but Christ.
宇宙的教会没有人能够建造，只有主耶稣基督。
But the church local is built by you and me, but under Christ.
地方的教会呢，乃是你和我在基督之下底下一同来建造。
Because it is something that we are involved.
因为这是我们可以参与的。
Therefore, you find there are blemishes, there are spots and wrinkles.
所以你就看见在这里有斑点，有皱纹。
In the church universal, there is no spot, no wrinkle.
在宇宙的教会，这是没有半点没有皱纹的。
It is glorious, holy, without blemish.
是荣耀圣洁没有瑕疵的。
Because it is Christ who is building.
因为是基督在建造。
Can you imagine that Christ built some wrinkles into his church?
你能不能够想象主耶稣建造一些皱纹在他的教会？
He will never allow that.
他永远不会容许这个。
But in the church local,
但是在地方教会
because we are involved,
因为我们参与了
we human beings are involved,
因为我们这些人参与了
and if we are not under the authority of the Holy Spirit,
假如我们不是在属灵的权柄底下的话
very easily we will sin against each other,
很容易的我们就能够彼此得罪
very easily we will corruptThe church.
很容易的我们就能够把教会腐败了。
In the church universal,
在宇宙教会里
the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
阴间的门不能够胜过它
never prevails against it.
永远不能够胜过它
the church is the church victorious.
教会是得胜的教会
but in the church local,
但是在地方教会
you find how the church is often corrupted by the evil forces.
你就看见教会常常被阴符的权柄来腐败
In the church universal,
在全宇宙的教会
the conflict is spiritual.
征战是属灵的
It is in the spiritual realm.
是在属灵的境界里
In the church local,
在地方教会
you find the problems is physical.
难处是肉体的
And you sin against me, I sin against you.
你这对我，我这对你
The enemy hides behind.
仇敌躲在背后
You know, that is the difference.
你看见这个分别吗
Now, in the church universal,
在全宇宙教会里呢
There is the key
有一把钥匙
of the kingdom.
天国的钥匙
To open and to close.
来开或者关起来
To bring people into the kingdom.
来让人进到天国
In the church local.
在地方教会呢
We also have the key.
我们也有钥匙。
But here you'll find how the key is to be used.
但是这里呢，你就看见钥匙要怎么样用。
Sometimes it needs to be bound.
有的时候呢，需要被捆绑。
Sometimes it needs to be loosened.
有的时候呢，需要被释放。
How do you do that?
你怎么样
How do you use the key?
你怎么样用这个钥匙呢
Through prayer.
借着祷告。
If two of you
如果有两个人
agree on earth,
在地上同心
touching anything.
无论是莫什么事
that you ask,
你求什么
it shall be done unto you.
就要为你们成
就 Oh, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
when there are problems in the church,
当教会有难处的时候
this is the time that we need to give ourselves to prayer.
这就是我们需要把自己我们需要祷告的时候
and through prayer, use the keys to bound and to loose.
接着祷告我们就能够捆绑也能够释放
to restore Our brothers.
就能够挽回我们的弟兄们。
That is the church local.
这就是地方教会。
Finally,
最后
the church universal is the vision.
全宇宙的教会是一个意象。
The church local is the practice.
地方教会乃是应用。
We need to have the vision of the church universal.
我们需要对全宇宙教会有一个意向。
If we are to build the church local,
如果我们要来建造地方教会的话
If we do not have the church universal as our vision,
如果我们没有这种全宇宙教会这个意向的话
Then when we try to build the church local, we build a different thing.
但我们要来尝试建造地方教会的话，我们会建造一些不同的事。
And that is the problem today.
这就是我们今天的难处。
Today, God's people try to build the church local.
今天神的子民要来建造地方教会。
Without the vision of the church universe.
但是他们没有全宇宙教会这个意向。
And the result is.
结果呢？
They build the Tower of Babel.
他们建造了巴别塔。
They bring in confusion.
他们就带进混乱。
They bring in division.
他们就带进分裂。
They bring in man's kingdom.
他就带进人的国度。
Instead of the kingdom of God.
而不是神的国度。
So what is important today?
所以今天什么是最重要的？
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
we need to have a vision of the church universe.
我们需要对宇宙教会有一个意向。
All the spiritual principles are there.
所有属灵的原则都在哪里？
This is the heavenly vision that Paul talks about.
这就是保罗所讲到的天上的意象。
And then with that heavenly vision,
借助这个天上的意象，
Paul labor,
保罗就劳苦，
to build the church's local,
要来建造地方教会，
according to the vision that God has given him,
按照神赐给他的意象。
So he said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
所以他说我没有违背从天上来的意象。
He was building the church's local.
他在建造地方的教会。
From Asia to Europe.
从亚细亚到欧洲。
Many churches.
许多的教会。
But brothers and sisters,
但是弟兄姊妹，
He built all these churches according to the vision that God has given him.
看来是根据神给他的意象来建造这许多的教会。
He said, I was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
他说我没有违背从天上来的意象。
And that's the reason why he builds is the church.
这就是为什么他所建造出来的就是教会。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
How does Christ build his church universal?
那基督怎么样建造他宇宙的教会呢？
He builds his church universal by building the church local.
乃是借着建造地方教会，看来得着宇宙的教会。
That is the reason why you find in Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
这就是为什么在启示录第二章第三章，
You see seven churches in
Asia. 你就看见在亚细亚的七个教会。
And then when you come to Revelation chapter 21, 22,
然后你来到启示录第21、22章，
You see the church universal.
你就看见宇宙的教会。
The holy city, the new Jerusalem.
圣城，新耶路撒冷。
The building process today is with the church local.
今天建造的工作乃是在地方教会。
And the finished project is the church universal.
建造完成的成果乃是宇宙的教会。
But you cannot build the church local without the vision of the church universal.
但是没有宇宙教会这个意向，你就没有办法建造地方教会。
I do not have the time to illustrate or describe it in details.
我没有办法，我没有时间来详细的来解释这一个。
But I hope brothers and sisters just remember this.
但是我盼望弟兄姊妹们能够记住这一点。
Without the vision of the church universal,
没有宇宙教会这个意向，
you cannot build the church now.
你就没有办法建造地方教会。
If you dare to do,
如果你这样做的话，
you will build the Tower of Babel.
你只会建造巴别塔。
So may the Lord have mercy upon us.
愿主怜悯我。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同祷告。
主，我们感谢赞美你，因为教会是你的心爱。
Our Lord, we thank you for you love the church.
你为着教会舍命。
You give your life for her.
你说你要建造你的教会。
You said you would build your church.
在你自己的身上。
Upon yourself.
感谢赞美主，应付的权势不能胜过他。
We thank you, Lord, for the gate of Hades shall not prevail against it.
主，让我们看见那个意象。
Lord, let us see this vision.
叫我们正是俯伏在你权柄的底下。
Let us bow under your authority.
能被你使用来建造在地方上的教会。
That we may be used by you to build the local church.
我们无论在什么地方。
Wherever we are.
叫我们能同被建造。
Let us be built together.
在爱中被建立起来。
that we may be established in love.
好叫你所心爱的教会
that the church which you love
能早日的显现
may be manifested too.
听我们的祷告
We pray that you hear our prayer.
奉主耶稣的名
In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.